This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Better.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon, Todd the Radio God, riding shotgun as always. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is sizzling, waiting for a conversation on the news of the day. Looking forward to it. 800-228-0550. The great Ravati, our producer, and Manny. I said, Manny takes the calls when you call, by the way. Good morning, everybody. How are we all doing? Everybody good?
Provided the cell signal's good, I will take your call.
Okay, yeah. We had an issue with that yesterday. If you call and say, yeah, I'd like to talk to Scott about... And then when we get done with it... my opinion of the governor's race and who won and why was... Then we can't take the call. But sometimes people accuse us of not wanting to take the call because we don't like the person and we're making up that something's wrong with their cell phone signal. Here is the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Let it be known right here and right now, there is no one, that's right, no one, not welcome to call this program. And I think anybody that gives an honest assessment of the conversations we have here, we even crank up the crickets sometimes and say, we got a few lines open, call in. So, you know, that doesn't mean everybody's going to get an hour. This Mike guy that keeps calling and changing his name and, you know, the town that he calls from and everything else thinks that free speech means that, and the First Amendment and, you know, the radio program means he gets on and he just talks as much as he wants, as long as he wants, and we leave, right? You know, just, but if it's a conversation, if it's cordial, if you're not, you know, going outside the boundaries, you're on. And we love it, honestly. I am not perfect by any stretch, so it doesn't always go as much as I'd like, but as well as I'd like, rather. But we try to just really have civil conversations. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, audience, that we get it right more than we get it wrong. So, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. And the whole hour is wide open because I have tons of things on my mind. Orlando and what's going on there and what it means. The fact that we now picked up on his Facebook comments while he's in the hostage situation. So the shooter, you know, he's in there, he starts killing people. Then he gets on Facebook, for crying out loud. And he's like leaving all these messages, then goes back, shoots more people back on Facebook. And one of the things he said is there will be more attacks very soon, similar, something like that. You don't know if that's just part of the terror. Or, well, I think it's the last thing he actually said. But, you know, just the bits and pieces that you're picking up on this. I picked up our daughter, Haley, yesterday from tennis. And I picked her up at 5 o'clock, and I was so happy because I don't always unplug by 5 o'clock. But my cell phone died yesterday. Just went kaput. And I thought, okay, time for a new battery, and it'll be better then. And I put a new battery in, and, you know, it still is kaput, right? So, oh, I don't know, whatever. But I was out without a cell phone from... Oh, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon until, you know, well into the evening. And it would work a couple times and then it would not. And when it would come on, I'd see 9 million messages and voicemails and texts. And I just like, I can't deal with it. Every time I would go to text somebody back that it's not working, and I'll call you when it does, I just finally gave up. Do you know how enjoyable that time was? So here's my little mini preachy moment for the day. Break your cell phone every once in a while, or just leave it home, or just shut it off. It'll be okay. There was a time when it was, and I know there's a lot of people out there that do that every day, but gosh, was it enjoyable. It really was. I mean, I picked up our daughter Haley and her buddy were in tennis lessons, and I picked them up, and I said, just kind of to myself, you know, they're talking about whatever they're talking about. I went, gosh, I'm out of the loop on Orlando. I really feel like with all the, you know, the governor's race stuff going on, I really don't know as much as I should about what's happening. And they wanted to stop for a treat, so we stopped, and I bought every newspaper I could find, you know. New York Times, I'm not sure why I bothered, but, you know, USA Today and others, and so I could devour them last night. But, well, Dad, we'll tell you what you want to know. And I'm telling you, these two 12-year-olds started going back and forth, and I knew more, and I thought, wow, how does that happen? Well, it actually happens because of cell phones. So they're not all bad, right? And they're informed. They're up to date on it. I mean, like, see, to me, knowing what's happening means sitting in front of the television set, which I don't have time to do, grabbing a newspaper. I'm not the kind of person that can stare into a computer screen all day long.
I was about to say, they don't read the New York Times. That's another, you know, point there.
But it really was an eye-opener for me. And by the way, incredible details. Like, you know, what did you hear about his apartment and what he had in his apartment? It looked like anybody else's apartment was very normal. And the neighbor girl says, yeah, he had three kids. And my daughter says, no, I think it was one. No, it was three. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe he was 3 years old. Yeah, it was just one. I mean, they had every detail down. It was unbelievable. And I picked up everything I needed to know there. And it was just darn cute. So anyway, you can contribute as well on that or anything else you'd like to add about today. But I just didn't want to say sort of on a side note that it was really nice. Went and played some tennis with him. In fact, all our kids, we haven't done that in forever. Even Alex is home from college, and Hannah, who's off to Rome with the University of Mary group here on Friday for that trip, will be a senior next year, and our baby Haley, who's 13 now. So dad and the three of them, and by the way, the boys won, and our youngest daughter, she pulled a John McEnroe. I'm not kidding you. I've never seen a racket bounce like that. She flipped out when her sister missed a shot. And smashed the thing down, and I had everything I could do not to double over laughing. You know, thankfully, I pulled it together as a parent and said, Haley, you can't do that. Well, she blew the shot. I'm like, I know, but this is tennis. Like, that's a major faux pas there. So I think she's got a little too much of her dad in her. So, oh, goodness sake. So it was some good family memories. We were making memories, by golly, and had a great time. Anyway, next hour, Lynn Helms will be here, Department of Mineral Resources. I have a few things on my mind, but I want to defer to you guys, and there's calls waiting, so we'll go to those and then get to it as we go. We're going to go down to South Dakota to start here today. Jeff in Mobridge, South Dakota, on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I just kind of had a weather-related question. I'll just ask it and leave it with you. Do you guys think that the river affects tornadoes, whether their ability to cross it or anything like that? Because it always seemed like when we were growing up, we always heard that the tornadoes can't cross the river, and it seems like none ever have where we lived.
Is that right? I don't know. We'll throw it out for theories. Daryl Richardson is sort of our go-to guy around here for the he does our ag weather. And Daryl's talked over the years about a theory of Fargo generally missing a lot of really bad weather. I mean, there was that massive tornado in, what, 57, was it? The 50s. But they often talk, because a lot of, if you watch weather patterns, it's funny. They go around Fargo a lot. I'm sure there's other places. So I don't know, you know, if the river is what I've often heard there. But we'll see if others
agree. If they had anyone had ever, you know, done any research on it or anything like that. All right, I'll let you go. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Heard any other theories like that, folks? Otherwise, last one, the weather guys, chime in. Danny in Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I'm kind of puzzled here. If Republicans are angry and feel betrayed by the establishment, why would you be willing to send them back? They're using the same old talking points that they've used for years and years and have done nothing on them, like tax reform and simplification, balanced budget, line item veto, repeal Obamacare, secure the borders. And the two things that they have done have been disastrous for the national debt and the deficit, the sequestration, and then passing the omnibus spending bill. Why would you be interested in sending them back? Congressman Cramer has always says that he's a co-sponsor of a balanced budget amendment. Well, when did he introduce this, and where is it sitting right now? Because they're in control of both houses. I mean, the president can veto something, correct, but they're not introducing any legislation on any of this stuff.
I think it has to do, first of all, those kind of issues should come up in every campaign without question. And I share your frustration. I think a lot of people do. You know, that was one of the things in the last election we were told, you know, give us the Senate back and there'll be regular order, right? Harry Reid will be gone and we'll stop the works. I've heard a theory. I don't know enough about it to explain it to you and allow you to punch some holes in it, Denny. But I've heard a theory from the House side that Obama was very successful in gumming up the works over on the House. And I'm like, well, Obama, he's the president, executive branch. How you can't, you know, the Republicans run the show. And, you know, again, they don't have quite as much ability in the House as they do in the Senate to hold things up. But there's a theory out there about that I'm definitely worth, I think, digging into a little bit, because I hear you. Tom Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Take it away, sir.
I'm a call that Bloodsdale is.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, you're doing super. You're getting a little business done on the side. What's on your mind?
Well, I would like your take on the following scenario. The North Dakota Family Alliance introduces the same type of legislation that North Carolina had as far as common sense with this transgender bathroom use and locker room use. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And additional legislation to protect pastors as far as what they are able to preach. We're thinking down the road as, you know, how things are changing so quickly. So you have three candidates.
Hold on a second, Tom, if you would. I'm sorry, we're going to talk about the governor's race next. So hang on a sec. Let's chat about that, but we're up against the break. Then Phil and Bismarck has an answer to the weather question. Stay tuned. We're coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Democratic candidate for governor, Marvin Nelson, says without Democratic crossover votes for Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford in the governor's race, the race would have been extremely close. That's the headline on the Say Anything blog. There's a lot of headlines like that on the Say Anything blog these days. I started poking around in that theory a little bit to say, you know, I my gut is there's no one thing that made a big difference. I honestly started to feel some momentum towards the Burgum-Sanford race in what seemed like a very tight race through all of it. And everybody I talked to, nobody would say big leads or anything like that. There was some folks early on talking about a double-digit lead, but not as it tightened. And so I went to some people who know, and even some people who were on that ballot. One of them said to me, the problem with that thesis is the lack of facts to support it. It just doesn't check out at all. It's a dog that won't hunt, and it's, you know, to me, look, if I'm Marvin Nelson, I'd say that, right? Because he could say, now, okay, Democrats, I'm your choice, and we got the clerks, whatever. It's, you know, it's spin. But there's a lot more Republicans saying it than Democrats saying it. And it's mostly the sour grapes crowd, in my mind, which, you know, is understandable. I'm going to say this. I you know, there's some fur flying right now. Completely one-sided fur flying. Okay? It's totally within a group of folks that were supportive of the Stanger-Pullman campaign. And a little bit with some party faithful. Okay? And it's okay. That happens. When you lay everything on the line, it tends to get a little emotional, and your natural human nature is to, you know, very few people can go, we lost, I was wrong, let's move on. It's not our nature. You don't want to do it. And there's not much of that being said. I spent a few minutes yesterday after the press conference with both Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford together, and that was kind of a rare occasion through this because they were both sort of deployed in different places. But, in fact, I'm not sure I did once during the entire campaign, having both in the same room, and even in an event or something. But they were there. I just wasn't there. But So what's this feel like, guys? What's going on? And their wheels are just turning all towards governing. First of all, nobody's cocky and thinks November's won at all. It's they know they have a race there, right? And it's all about stick to our knitting, get out, do more of what we've been doing, meet people, win in November, and what if? If we do, let's do this. It's really awesome. It really is. I didn't see a hint, not even a scintilla of gloat, pride, nothing. Really, really classy, you know. And of course, zillions of people are calling both of their phones and wanting to congratulate them or sort of, hey, I didn't really mean what I said. And you know, there's all kinds of that going on. That's natural too, and they know it. Everyone that comes in, they can look and kind of chuckle or. You know, it's fine. I would say long term, I think this idea that, well, show you, you know, has to be careful. There's a story out today, Al Carlson quoted saying that Doug's got lots of lessons to learn. I think Doug would probably acknowledge that, right, in the sense, but if you're the majority leader who supported somebody else and you say that to the guy that just won, you sound kind of cocky and rude, you know? And Al Carlson's not a bully. He gets called a bully. I defend him all the time. He's what he's supposed to be, a leader in the House, okay? And by the way, has a rock-solid core and is a good man. He can get a little cranky, but sometimes leaders need to, and he's not a bully. But I think when he says like things like that, then people say, you're a bully. Now, I could parse that statement and say, well, you know, obviously, he hasn't been a governor before. He's coming from the private sector, and he'd probably say we have lessons to learn. Now, there's two ways to help in that effort. One, sit down and say, how can we help? And I think you have some lessons to learn. Or tell a reporter, I think you have lessons to learn. I'd do the first one, not the second one. And I'd give that advice to everybody. Myself included, by the way. Myself included. Because it just, you know, it's really easy to say, well, I know what happened, and here's what you did wrong, and if you'd done more of this, it'd have been fine, you know? There were many things that frustrated me about the Stenstrom campaign, and I didn't say them out loud. You know, I was trying to play it. I don't want to pile on over there when some people were grumbling behind the scenes or whatever, but I mean, all that's in a rearview mirror. It's just pointless at this point, you know? Anyway, okay, just wanted to give you a little heads up on that. And I do want your theories, though some of them are starting on Facebook. Another fellow said, I voted for Doug Burgum, but it was because I like Wayne Stengem. You scratch your head on that one. Well, he voted for Doug Burgum because he wanted Wayne Stengem to remain Attorney General. You know, those are comments you hear from other folks. So what's your theory? Marvin Nelson and Rob Port, who think it's Democratic votes crossing over, making the difference. Actually, I think Rob is saying, you know, okay, maybe still would have won, but not by much. And that's still just delusional. But, you know, again, when you spent the entire campaign pounding away like a drumbeat of negativity and something completely at odds with your theory and opinions come to be, what are you going to do? You're going to, you know, try and say that that's human nature. I'd do the exact same thing, honestly. It just happens. You do it. So I don't begrudge it. But okay, so Tom, go back to your theory now for me. And sorry to keep you waiting so long. I meant to tell you that we welcome calls on that or anything is what I was trying to get at here. And I got off on a little bit of a tangent there. 800-228-0550. Tom was saying before the break that, you know, the transgender bathroom issue. Is Tom gone? We lose our connection, Tom? Tom, I guess we lost our connection, but call back because you were just about to tie it to the governor's race, and that's why I wanted to talk about the governor's race before you got there, and I didn't get there. I'll shut up now. You talk, okay? They're getting Tom back, but Phil in Bismarck has an answer to that weather question. Hey, Phil, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm not a meteorologist or anything, but I know this tornado that happened in eastern Montana, Baker, Montana, my hometown, just last weekend formed over the small lake in Baker and went right on shore and didn't stop a bit and destroyed 30 homes. So I don't think water slows them down too much.
All right. Well, I haven't heard water.
To me.
I haven't heard water necessarily, but I've heard rivers are like forks in a river, you know? You're saying water itself. Interesting. I appreciate it. And, also hope everybody's okay in your hometown. Okay. Tom and Jamestown. Sorry. I got windy there on my discussion of the governor's race.
Okay.
So
you want to talk
about the transgender bathrooms as related to the governor's positions on them and the family line. So go ahead.
That's right. Yeah. So, I guess I'm just really, really curious, you know, which of the three, candidates for governor would be more likely to sign that type of legislation, which more than likely is going to pass both the House and the Senate and is going to be on the governor's table for him to either sign or veto it. I don't think there's any doubt that Doug Burgum is going to veto not only that legislation, but any type of pro-life legislation. North Dakota's kind of led the way in that. You know that as well as I do. As far as introducing pro-life legislation, fighting the battle, so to speak, against abortion. Is Doug Burgum going to be the kind of guy that's going to help us out with that? There's, in my opinion, and I'd be interested in your opinion, there is absolutely no way that Doug Burgum's going to do that. Paul Sorum was the guy as far as, you know, if you want to.
Well, he technically received the endorsement of the family lines. I don't know that they called it that, but he answered all their questions perfectly, and the other two ended up, it was kind of a muddied up process, but pretty close. And they did answer a question on the bathroom thing. Let me see if I can find it during the break. More coming up here on What's On Your Mind. Give us a call.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Every day, 52 people die from prescription opioid overdoses. This Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont with simple tips to help keep you and your family safe.
Unintentional poisonings, they are now the leading cause of unintentional injuries in the U.S. And poisoning deaths have passed even motor vehicle deaths in people 25 to 64. So you've got to make sure you store those medications safely, whether it's someplace in your bathroom in a locked cabinet, something that is accessible only by the people that you want it to be accessible by. These seem, again, like common sense. Don't mix prescriptions with alcohol. You know, it's every single bottle you pick up, it talks about that. And then driving, that's another thing. Don't get behind a wheel if you're on any medications or truly know how they're going to affect you, and talk to your doctors. You know, ask about other alternatives to these painkillers because they are so addictive, and that's why this epidemic is happening.
For more safety tips and downloadable resources, go to ndsc.org.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Your lies. Almost every time I call, I get cut off. You have some technical glitch. My cell phone signal is bad. I'm not buying it anymore, Scott. I know you don't want my call, so I don't bother calling, except on the rant line.
So he's saying what I said at the top of the show today, that we want everyone's calls.
Right.
It's inaccurate. All right, no, that's not true. By the way, there are a lot of ways you can participate in this program. You can call 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, we're brought to you today by the Northwest Landowners Association. If you are a landowner in North Dakota and you are not a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you're missing out. It's a risk I wouldn't do. The cost is very small, the benefit large. And these are folks that nobody wants to stop progress when it comes to, for instance, the use of North Dakota's great energy resources. But they do want to protect the land. So as a landowner, you want on that team. And you get access to premium information on the Oil and Gas Division website. You receive assistance, education regarding issues affecting your property rights. They have a lobbyist representing the Landowners Association at the legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with newsletters and emails, and they do a great job. If you own land in North Dakota, this is peanuts. This is pennies. This is a no-brainer. NWLandOwners.com. NWLandOwners.com for the Northwest Landowners Association. All right. I'll go to Ross in Rapid City, and then I think we should call that guy. I think we ought to give him a call back because...
Well, so far, no answer.
Oh, we're trying to call him. I see. Okay.
We've been.
All right. Ross in Rapid City on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's go to Ross while we... Wait for Larry to answer the phone and for others to answer or call. How about that? And text. Hi, Ross. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just was doing a scan on my radio down here. I'm driving through Rapid City. I heard your show. I haven't heard it before, but I sure have been enjoying it. So, and I just wanted to do a shout-out to Mark Kennedy, your new president at UND. He's a friend of mine, and my son went through medical school at UND and got a fantastic medical education up there.
Wow.
And I just wanted to thank you guys in North Dakota for putting together a fantastic medical school and university up there and hiring a great guy to run it.
Okay, a couple things I have to ask you. First time you've ever listened to this program ever today?
First time ever. I was just driving through Rapid City, hit scan on my radio, and you came up, and that's your first time ever.
Well, that's really cool. And where are you from?
I live in Minnesota, actually, and I'm on my way to Wyoming for a job.
Oh, fantastic. So, I hope you'll listen again as you're back and forth and checking us out. Now, Mark Kennedy, how do you know Mark?
Well, I don't know if I should announce this, but he was my congressman back a few years ago when he was in Congress for Minnesota, and my wife worked on his campaign, and we got to be good friends.
He is a really nice man. I think the world of him and Debbie, and I am so excited to see what he is going to do at UND because he's like a kid in a candy store right now, ready to go to work. It's really fun to watch.
It is. We've been kind of watching it a little bit on the news and stuff that we get through the Alumni Association with my son, and we're just so excited for you guys up there to get a man like that running your program.
Yeah, no, for folks that haven't been following this closely, Mark was one of a zillion candidates, and he just kept moving to the top, moving to the top, moving to the top. Yeah. I honestly really thought Steve Shirley would get that job, Minot State University president, but he was, I think one of the reasons Steve didn't, honestly, is because of the fact that Board of Higher Ed knew what a great job he was doing at Minot, and that, hey, maybe someday he can be in that spot because he's a great leader. It wasn't speaking ill of Steve. It was speaking really honestly of Mark just impressing the daylights out of everybody, and he did a great, I got to know him when he was, of course, a congressman and interviewed him many times, and then when he ran for Senate. And so that's how I got to know. When I saw him on the list, I thought, that's great. I connected with him at GWU, and he was doing some great things there and teaching, you know, kids about public service. And he's got a servant's heart. He's a really good guy. He's a Minnesota native. His wife's from Hawley, and he has North Dakota roots himself. So they're going to be great. They really are. It's going to be fun to watch.
They are. So just glad for North Dakota, and appreciate your show, and I will listen the next time I can get you on the air.
What are you doing July 1st, Ross?
July 1st, I hope to be back home by then in Minnesota.
Well, Mark Kennedy's thrown out the first pitch at Target Field at UND Day down at...
Yes. My wife did say that, and she did say we should go down for that.
Well, maybe I'll meet you there, because I'm thinking that's a good reason to do the radio show down there, Todd, don't you? I mean,
absolutely.
UND Day, Target Field, I just think it has to happen. So we're going to work on that, Ross. And
I tell you what, I will try to make a point of getting down there. And
all right.
The Twins will actually play ball that day.
Now, don't make this the last day you listen to this radio show, okay? Yeah, well, we don't like to hit people when they're down, so don't make fun of the Twins. But
he nailed it, man. He nailed it.
Yeah, absolutely. Ross, nice talking to you. Keep listening, okay?
I sure will. Thanks. Bye.
You bet. One beautiful medical school up there now, by the way, as well. We have to do a show there. Maybe before Ed Schaefer's done, we'll sneak up there for one final interview with Ed Schaefer as president, throwing the keys to Mark Kennedy on July 1 on his first day. It's UND Day, and they're. I was sitting up at the lake on Saturday, was it Sunday, and they were, Twins game was on TV, and Dick Bremer was talking about, hey, UND Day. They were pumping it up on the broadcast, talking about the national championship, so kind of neat. Tony in Park Rapids, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Today I want to talk about Sallie Mae's college loans. My son, years ago when he went to college, he wrote my wife's name down. She never put her name down in, you know, no John Hancock on there. He's in his mid-20s. He owes in the upper 40s, and they constantly call my house, and we have nothing to do with it. And my wife's called them repeatedly, and they said, we know you did not co-sign, but we want, we're going to keep calling you and stuff until he starts paying for a year. Well, comes yesterday, my mom calls me. They called my parents.
Oh my
trying
gosh.
To get a hold of me.
Now, your wife, her name, I would assume, you know, a lot of times on a credit app, they'll say, you know, who's a relative or whatever, right, not living with you. And I assume they always do that in case you turn into a deadbeat. They can at least track you down. But I would think it'd be a matter of, okay, why, you know, one call, where does your son live or whatever, but not repeated calls for collection when you don't owe the debt. That's ridiculous.
My neighbor brought up a good point. If they could track down my mother and father in southern Minnesota to find us, he's got a job. He's got a Social Security number. Why don't they call his workplace and get a hold of him?
Well, why don't they just stop harassing you altogether? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Not your debt.
I can't tell you how many times I said some naughty things to them on the phone to leave me alone, and they do not leave us alone.
It's okay when you say that kind of stuff to those guys, though.
Is it?
That's not naughty, then.
It is, huh?
Well,
yeah, and I don't know. I don't want to know the definition of naughty, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah, you let them have it.
do I call like Steve Green over here, Colin Peterson, or do you want to say something to Kevin Kramer? I mean, I'm sure this is happening to folks in North Dakota.
Yeah, I was thinking of
ridiculous.
I was thinking of Kevin.
It's letters and phone calls that just never ends.
We will. Maybe I'll try and get Colin Peterson on. It's been a while since we had Congressman Peterson on, and he's been active at some of this diversion stuff happening as well, and really neat field hearing they did here about a week ago on some alternatives to drainage in farm fields. So I wanted to get them on anyway. So I'm going to keep your call. Manny, you got that, you got that okay? And
can I say one more thing on this call? My son has not lived here for 3 years. He's lived on his own in the different towns.
Oh. Wow.
It's not like he lives here.
Yeah, no, that's
this is just it gets to a point. It's insane what the government's doing.
Tony, hang on. I'm going to have Manny get your number, and then we'll save the call too, so we can when we are able to book Congressman Colin Peterson, you some information, hopefully. Okay, we'd love to help. So appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. If you have an issue like that, don't be afraid to call us. Not always going to be able to help, but we. I always tell people about one of my favorite stories during the show was during I think it was the day of the Boston bombing, the marathon bombing. A woman called from Columbus or, you know, somewhere up north, and she had ants everywhere in the kitchen. Do you remember that time?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And she there were ants everywhere, and she got on the phone. She said, "I've got ants." I'm like, what, for sale or what? I don't get it. No, I've got ants everywhere. Ants everywhere. And what's the problem? She said, "I don't know. I can't. I've tried everybody. I can't." How do you get rid of ants? They're everywhere. Well, anyway, and my lesson, and I learned many from you listeners, was, you know, here we think the Boston Marathon's the big story. You know what? She didn't care. She cares about getting the ants. You know, so everybody has their own little worldview of what's important to them. And we did get her some help. So, you know, you got ants in the kitchen. We're family here. All right? Phone us up.
We are family. That's why whenever they want a closest living relative on a loan app, I always put Manny down. Just for the heck of it.
My son, if I'll say, how do I? I can never figure out how to get the choke on the weed whacker. He goes, look at a YouTube video. I go, can you just tell me? I don't want to go to YouTube.
There's a generational thing. Pretty soon we're not going to show each other. We're just going to look at YouTube videos to learn how to do things.
But by the way, they're out there for everything.
I know.
I mean, how does a paperclip work? It's on there. I mean, it's... Roger's on the road. You're on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Raj, take it away.
Hey, I just wanted to add a couple of positive remarks here. With all due respect to the gentleman that's exhausting his energy on collection calls, nowhere was it discussed that his son should pay his bills, whereby the phone calls would stop. And I think that's the fundamental issue here. He has an obligation to pay his bills, and he's not paying them. So let's call it what it is.
Fair. And would also agree that I thought of that in the middle of it. Now, it's not his problem, right?
And I'm a staunch conservative, but it's not the government's problem either. It's someone who is not paying the bills, and he's supposed to do that. Put the energy where it gets.
Your cell phone is breaking up a little bit, Roger. It happens. Ask Larry. I appreciate the call very much. And, you know, good point. If you got more to say, we'll see if that cell signal clears up. Otherwise, we'll go to Gary next on What's on Your Mind. Give us a call.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Tornadoes cross rivers?
I'm going to go with yes.
Okay, let's see what this caller has to say about that.
Yeah, as far as tornadoes or twisters or funnel clouds, they can all go across the river. Otherwise, they won't have water spouts over the ocean. And I was in Bismarck once, and they had one going from the southeast towards the northwest, which is usually the opposite direction of funnel clouds or tornadoes. But also, Grant Marsh was a captain of the Far West. He's the only guy that walked completely around a riverboat because his was hit by a funnel cloud, and then it started turning over the riverboat, and he walked all the way around from the bottom to the top to the bottom again, or back to the top. So, yes, it can go over water.
All right. Texture says, as to the tornadoes, I was told the difference in temperature between water and the land will determine the path. Is there any truth to that? These are all good questions. It sounds like we need a weather talk radio town hall, maybe, huh? Get Szymanski in, or is Szymanski still doing I know he's a radio guy now, but he's still your guy, Todd, right?
He's on with Phil and Mark in the morning, yes.
Oh. And we have Daryl Richardson, so, you know, get a few of these weather gurus on, you know.
Well, we deal with the National Weather Service, Bismarck Bureau, like all,
yeah,
the,
awesome,
all those guys.
Too.
I mean, I've done my show, my afternoon show down there plenty of times.
Exactly. Kind of cool. All right, Gary's on the road. You're next on What's On Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, I was just listening to that last guy that was talking here about these collection agencies calling him. And theoretically, you know, kind of give him a little bit of advice.
Hey, one quick second, though, Gary. I think it isn't. I don't think it's collection agencies. I think it is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, he says. I don't know if they call representing them, but anyway. But his theory was it was the government that was going around finding, you know, his, you know, the grandmother of the debtor and those kind of things. So anyway, go ahead.
Right, but if they're calling them, evidently they're trying to collect, right?
Yep. He acknowledged that. He said his son hadn't paid.
If he hasn't paid, basically, they're probably turned it over for collection. And there's a thing out there called the Fair Debt Collection Agency, or Act, that they can claim that. You know, if they want to avoid these calls, okay, because I ran into that same situation about 15 years ago. And once you claim that Fair Debt Collection Act, well, then they cannot call you anymore. If they physically call you, then you can file suit. They have to, and then after you do that, then the only way they can actually contact you is through the mail. They can't call you anymore.
No, that's a good way to go. That's some good advice for Tony. Gary, I appreciate you calling.
Well, I sure hope he's listening to this, because that's what I did. And then, I'm talking, the calls completely stopped.
Wow. And interesting advice, and that'll help others as well. So I'm glad you called. And by the way, everybody's listening to this. So, of course, Tony's listening because everybody. Isn't that, Todd? We have that meter in the.
Yeah.
Check the meter. It's pointing on everybody. Yep. So we're still good there. Deb in Willow City, you're next on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Is it, when I say Cloverdale, do you think bacon, Deb?
I don't know.
Summer sausage, ham, what kind of pops in your mind? Whenever I say it, I just get these urges for food. But anyway, go ahead, Deb. What's on your mind?
We raised our own meat, so.
Did you?
Anyway,
wow. Yes.
I wanted to ask about the fellow who's complaining that he's being harassed about his son's debts. Did anybody ask him if he's talked to his son and ask? Maybe,
Tony,
maybe that's the problem. Maybe you should ask him about that. I've had four children go to college. They got student loans. In the 60s, I got a student loan. But we paid them off regularly. And nobody's called us about our children's student loans. So I don't understand what's going on there. Thank you.
Yeah, Deb, I think it's a fair point. I said earlier I should have asked. I actually thought of it early on, and then I got off on the fix and whether or not we could get one of the members of Congress to check in why an agency would allow this to happen and then finding the grant. I think he was more worried about the sort of surveillance they had done than the debt. And I don't, maybe there's more to it, but Tony, call back so everybody can find out, you know, is there some legitimate reason your son's not paying? Is it, well, you know, what's the problem? Have you talked to him about it? I think those are all fair questions, and I should ask. Texture says, hey, Scott, is there anything Donald Trump could do that would make you say no, I can't support him? The answer to that would be obviously. Or does the fact that he has an R by his name just good enough for you? Yeah, I guess that's sort of sour grapes from some lefties who don't like the fact that Donald Trump is where he is. I was in the camp when Donald Trump said he didn't care for heroes that had been captured about John McCain, even though I'm not a John McCain fan politically. I just thought, you don't say that about veterans. Period. Any veteran. I don't care if they had a 15-minute tour of duty. They're veterans. They risk life and limb for us and that flag to fly. But I came to believe that that was an offense far beneath $20 trillion in debt. And I found myself, while I didn't like when he said that or what he said to Megyn Kelly or a few other things, to at least rationalize
why people are so mad and they want a leader, and I get that now. I understand that passion. And I've seen enough from people who've been around Donald Trump, like Ben Carson, to believe he knows he's not perfect, but he's a good leader for the times. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Lynn Helms, too.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.